ஹரிஹ ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஓம் சகனாவவது சகனௌ புனக்து சகவீர்யங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. In this Taittiriya Upanishad, we are seeing the Sikshavalli. In the Sikshavalli, we are seeing now Chaturtha Anuvakaha, the fourth Anuvaka. In the fourth section of the first chapter, again, we have seen first part of the first part, where we have a mantra meant for japa. This mantra meant for japa presents the prayer for good power of intellection. So medha prarthana mantra, which is meant for japa, which we have seen already. We have completed the bhashyam also for of that mantra. And now, the same Anuvaka, we have to see the next part of the mantra, which is meant for chanting during the performance of a ritual. It's called Homa Mantra. In Japa Mantra, we had specific prayer for Medha Shakti. In this Homa Mantra, we have specific prayer for wealth. Even a spiritual aspirant who has Purushartha Nischayaha, who is committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, definitely can pray for wealth also. Because wealth is very much important for living this life. To live a life of karma yoga, to live one's life performing pancha maha yajnas, one needs money. Even to involve oneself in charitable activities, one needs money. Therefore, apart from one's own specific efforts, one has to seek Bhagavan's grace also for prosperity. Therefore, prayer for wealth is also important. At the same time, what is important here is the prayer for wealth. The mantra wherein the prayer for wealth is presented comes after the prayer for the good power of intellection. Very important. Why? Because a person needs medha shakti so that a person will have right perception, right thinking, right understanding. If a person have sharp intellect, if a person has good power of intellection, he can think well, think clearly, he can perceive things clearly, he will know the value of values. A person who can think well, who can perceive things clearly, who knows the value of values, definitely will know how to handle money properly. So that the money will be used for constructive, contributive, productive things. It will be good used for one's own wellness. It will be used for the wellness of the society also. Pujya Swamiji used to always say, money minus culture will lead to disaster. A person should be cultured enough in order to be able to make the best use of the money, to handle the money. A lot of money without knowing the value of dharma, if a person has, definitely it will lead to disaster. Therefore, the important thing we have to make note here is the prayer for good power of intellection comes first. The prayer for wealth comes next. So today we are going to see the mantra meant for chanting during the performance of ritual. It's a Homa Mantra. So Homa Mantra consists of a specific prayer for prosperity. Okay. Avahanti Vitanvana. Avahanti Vitanvana. Kurvana Chiramatmanah. Kurvana Chiramatmanah. Vasagam Sima Magavascha. Vasagam Sima Magavascha. Annapane cha sarvada. Annapane cha sarvada. Tato me shriyamavah. Tato me shriyamavah. Lomasham pashubhis sahaswaha. Lomasham pashubhis sahaswaha. Until this word swaha, this is a specific mantra having prayer for specifically for prosperity. Avahanti, avahanti vitanvana. Kurvana chiramatmanah. Kurvana chiramatmanah. Kurvana chiramatmanah. Vasagam sima magavascha. Vasagam sima magavascha. Annapane cha sarvada. Annapane cha sarvada. Tato me shriyamavah. Tato me shriyamavah. Lomasham pashubhis sahaswaha. Lomasham pashubhis sahaswaha. Until now, let us see the meaning first, until this word, before we go to the next mantra. Okay. Here, this mantra comes after the mantra consisting of prayer for good power of intellection, Medha Shakti. So, Avahanti. Avahanti is Shatru Anta Shabda of Avahati. Vahati is the verb. A is the prefix. Avahan, Pullinga Shabda. Avahanti, Strilinga Shabda. Why? Because it's adjective for Shrihi. Shrihi means wealth, prosperity, all forms of wealth is Shrihi. Therefore, Avahanti, Vitanvana, Avahanti means avahati brings. Avahanti bringing. So the prayer is, O Lord, it's implied, O Lord in the form of Omkara. Omkara, Bhagavan is invoked as Omkara here. Hey Bhagavan, O Lord, hey Parameshwara, may wealth come to me. May wealth bring. Avahanti means what? Bring. May Shrihi, may the wealth which comes to me bring. Be bringing. May the wealth coming to me be bringing. Avahanti. We'll see what she has to bring. What the wealth has to bring. Vitanvana. Vitanvana is also Shanachanta Shabdaha. Avahanti is a Shatruanta Shabdaha, a present participle, bringing. Vitanvana means spreading, expanding, extending. That's the meaning. Tanute, tanu, tanoti. It's Ubhayapadi. Tan is the Ubhayapadi Dhatu. Tanute, tanoti. So, tanvana, vitanvana, vitanute, tanute, vitanute. Shanachanta is vitanvana. Vitanvana shrihi, avahanti shrihi. O Lord, may the prosperity, wealth come to me. May that wealth, may that prosperity be bringing to me abundance. Abundance of everything. Abundance of all desirable things. Vitanvana, may that wealth which comes to me not only be bringing in abundance, may it be extending, expanding, growing. One should become many. So, vitanvana. Kurvana. Kurvana, kurute is the verb. Kurvana. Kurute means makes. Kurvana, making. So, Kurvana chiram atmanaha. Chiram means long. Chiram becomes chiram. Achiram, we should take two meanings of this word. Kurvana achiram, kurvana chiram. Kurvana achiram, kurvana achiram. So made wealth remain for long time, forever. Another meaning is what? May the wealth remain for long time means may the wealth preserve forever all the, my possessions. The Kurvana, Achiram means what? May the wealth come to me quickly, soon. Achiram Kurvana. May Shrihi Achiram Kurvana. Mean what? May Shrihi, may wealth come to me quickly. May the wealth which comes to me quickly remain for long, forever. Atmanaha means for me. Atmanaha for me. Then may the wealth which comes to me expand, grow, multiply, spread. May the wealth be bringing in abundance. This is the, so avahanti shrihi, vitanvana shrihi, kurvana shrihi. Three adjectives describing the wealth. Which sort of wealth? The wealth which comes to me must be coming quickly. The wealth which comes to be must be spreading, expanding, extending, must be multiplying. The wealth which comes to me should bringing me abundance. Okay, for me. So what all should it bring? Vasamsi. Vasas sakarantar apusakalinga shabda. So vasamsi, you know this word very well. Vasamsi jirnani. You came across this word in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So vasamsi, clothes. Mama, for me, may this wealth, may Shrihi, hey, O Lord, may the wealth you bestow me be bringing abundance. Lots of clothes. And may the clothes which come to me always be increasing in number. May the clothes which you, may the wealth which brings me these clothes remain forever, continuously, not the same old. And then may all the clothes be brought to me quickly. That's the main, vasamsi. Then gavaha, mama vasamsi, mama gavaha, gavaha cows. Specifically here, may the wealth may come to me in the form of clothes, in the form of cattle wealth, cattle, gavaha, cows, etc. Then may the wealth be in the form of abundance of food, annam, then panam, drink, annam cha panam cha annapani. May there not be any poverty. May there be prosperity. May there be abundance of food and drink. When cha sarvada, always, may there be abundance of food and drink always. So the tataha comes. Tataha should go first actually. Tataha means thereafter. Thereafter means when, after blessing me, after my prayer for good power of intellection, this prayer for prosperity is presented. After, thereafter, after blessing me with good power of intellection, Medha Shakti, then may Shriyam Avaha. May Shriyam Avaha. May you bring wealth to me. The wealth. Loma Sham. Loma, Loma means bodily hair. So, Loma Sham. That word Loma Sham. Pashubihi Saha means Loma Sham Pashubihi Saha. Along with me, you bring wealth for me. Along with the 12th, may you bring other animals. Already cows have been specifically mentioned. Other animals having even hair on the body, which means sheep. We are going to see it in the commentary. Having the woolly bodied animals. Pashubihi saha, along with those animals having wool on the body. Naswaha. The swaha is a word simply uttered to convey that this mantra is meant for Homa. This mantra is a Homa, Homartha mantraha. To remind us the fact that this mantra must be recited performing a ritual, offering oblations. To remind us that it is meant for the Homa, the fire ritual, the word Swaha is used at the end. And the word Swaha also reminds us of the mantra coming to an end. Okay. Now the words are scattered here and there. You understood the literal meaning of the words. Let us see the prose order, how we should understand this mantra. So tataha, if you take the word tataha first, tataha, thereafter. Thereafter means what? Thereafter. After blessing me with Medha Shakti. O Lord, may you bestow. May you bless me with prosperity, wealth, good fortune. So, which fortune? Shrihi. The Shrihi. Which Shrihi? Avahanti Shrihi. Vitanvana Shrihi. Chiram Kurvana Shrihi. Already I told you the wealth. May you bless me with wealth, which is bringing me abundance, which is expanding and multiplying, and which is coming quickly. That wealth. What now? Vasamsi Atmanaha. Atmanaha, for me. So, Vasamsi, clothes, Mama Gavahacha, and cows, which stands for all forms of cattle wealth, Sarvada Annapanecha, Sarvada Annapanecha, always abundance of food and drinks, Avahanti, so that wealth for me in the form of clothes, cattle wealth, always food and drinks in abundance, wealth which is bringing me abundance, which always expanding, which comes to me quickly. Tam, that wealth, Lomasham Pashubihi Saha, along with other animals such as sheep, etc., having wool on the body. Lomasham Pashubihi Saha. Shriyam Me Avaha. May you bring such wealth for me. O Lord, may you bring such shriyam me avaha. May you bring me such wealth in the form of this. In abundance, multiplying, increasing, expanding, which comes quickly, which remains forever. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Let us read once again. Avahanti Vitanvana. Avahanti Vitanvana. Kurvana Chiramatmana. Kurvana Chiramatmana. Vasagam se mama gavascha. Vasagam se mama gavascha. For meaning, we take it as Vasamsi. We are chanting Vasagam se mama gavascha. Annapane cha sarvada. Tato me shriyamavaha. Tato me shriyamavaha. Lomasham pashubhis sahaswaha. Lomasham pashubhis sahaswaha. Yaha Shrihi, that wealth which is coming to me, is expanding, which comes to me quickly, which is in the form of clothes, cattle, always in the form of food and drinks, that wealth come to me, bless me with that wealth, along with animals, with the wool on the body. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam. Very simple mantras now. There'll be a time you will see very intense Bhashyam and the discussion on Brahma and all. Later on we'll see. Now simple mantras. First, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Homarthaha tu adhuna, homarthastvadhuna, Shri Kamasya mantraha uchyante, homarthastvadhuna, Shri Kamasya mantraha uchyante. So, homarthaha tu adhuna, Shri Kamasya mantraha uchyante. Adhuna means now. Now means when? Now, after having discussed the mantras, having the prayer for Medha Shakti, the mantras were meant for Japa. Now, mantras are taught. Mantras are presented. Mantras are revealed. Mantras are mentioned. Uchyante. Mantraha uchyante. These mantras are said here specifically for the person who is aspiring for wealth. Shri Kamasya. Shriyam yaha kamayati saha Shri Kamaha. Yaha Shriyam Kamayati Saha Shri Kamaha. Shri Kamasya, for the person who is aspiring for wealth, who is aspiring for prosperity, these mantras are said here. These mantras are taught here now. And these mantras, which are meant for Homa, homarthaha mantraha, Shri Kamasya adhuna uchyante. The mantras which are meant for using during the performance of ritual, are meant for Homa, are taught now for a person who is aspiring for wealth. Homarthaha tu adhuna Shri Kamasya mantraha uchyante. Okay. Avahanti. Shankaracharya writes, Anayanti. A is a prefix. A. Vahati nayati. Vahati carries. Nayati carries, leads. Anayati brings. Avahati brings. Mean the same. Avahati is equal to anayati. Shatru anta stealing a shabda, stealing a shabdaha is avahanti. Anayanti. Avahantyanayanti. If you break it. Bringing. Then vitanvana. Vitanute is equal to vistarayati. Vitanute. Or vitanoti, tanoti, vitanoti. But here it is a vitanute. Then vistarayati. Vistarayati, tarayati means makes one cross. Vistarayati. Vistarayati means extends, expands, spreads. Vitanvana is equal to vistarayanti. Don't forget here these words all stilinga shabdaha, because it is describing shrihi, meaning wealth. Now tanotehe, Tat karmatvat tanoti is the verb. So Vitanvana, now he explains, Shankaracharya explains, tanoti is a verb derived from the root tan. Tanotehe means what? Of this verb tanoti. Tanoti, that verb he simply says, tanotehe means what? Of the verb tanoti, derived from the root tan, denotes the meaning of spreading. Tat karmatvat, as the verb tanoti, derived from the root tan, has the status of denoting the meaning of spreading. Here, vitanvana means vistarayanti. Okay. Kurvana. Nirvartayanti. Nirvartayanti. Kurvana literally means making. But nirvartayanti means what? Preserving. Making it possible. Nirvartayanti means preserving. Achiram. Achiram is the chandasa prayogaha, Vedic usage. In conventional language, it should not be written as achiram. It must be achiram. Achiram means kshipram. Achiram is a Vedic usage. Achiram is the conventional form used in conventional language. Achiram means kshipram. Kshipram means quickly, soon. Okay. And Shankaracharya says, chandasaha. Chandaso dirghaha. Achiram alone is said to be achiram because it is Vedic usage. Chandasaha dirghaha. The length, long vowel is used because of the Vedic usage. Then, chiram va kurvana. Chiram va kurvana, atmane mama. For me, atmane means what? For me, chiram va kurvana, made welcome to me quickly. Let it not take very long. That is the meaning. Kim iti aha. Kim, what should this wealth? So may you bless me with the wealth. So what should be, the wealth must be in the form of what? Kim ityaha. What all forms of wealth is prayed for? It is said, Kim ityaha. He says, Vasamsi. Aha said, he said what all wealth is required, prayed for. Vasamsi is equal to Vastrani. Mama, for me. Gavahacha. Gavascha, goscha. Mean the same. See, Gavaha, cows. Goscha means gohocha. Means not only does it mean the cows, the word implies all forms of cattle wealth. Yavat annapanecha, food and water. Sarvada, always. Evamadini. So evamadini means what? Wealth such as all these. So such as all these means all that a person needs ஏவம் ஆதீனி இன் திஸ் மேனர், ஏவம் ஆதீனி ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் வெல்த் இன் திஸ் மேனர் ஆஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் ஹியர் குர்வானா ஸ்ரீஹி. சோ the wealth which brings all forms of wealth in this manner, that wealth ya shrihi ya, that wealth which is tam, that wealth tataha, tataha thereafter. Tataha means what? Medha nirvartanat, medha nirvartanat param, மேதா மேதா நிர்வர்த்தனாத் பரம் ஆவக, ஆவக இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு ஆனய, மேதா நிர்வர்த்தனாத் பூர்வம் மா ஆவக, மேதா நிர்வர்த்தனாத் பரம் ஆவக. மே யூ பிரிங் வெல்த் இன் திஸ் மேனா, ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் வெல்த் இன் திஸ் மேனா to me after blessing me with good power of intellection, intelligence. Why? The reason is Shankaracharya says, may you bless me with abundance of wealth, all forms of wealth, after blessing me with medha shakti. Why? Because Shankaracharya says, amedhasohi shrihi அனர்த்தாய ஏவ, அமேதசோஹி ஸ்ரீரனர்த்தாயைவேதி, அமேதசோஹி ஸ்ரீரனர்த்தாயைவேதி, அமேதசஹ. See, மேதஸ் means the person who has மேதா சக்தி is மேதஸ். மேதஸ் மேதஸ் means மேதாவான், மேதாவி. The person who has good power of intellection, who is intelligent, who is sharp enough to understand the value of dharma, who is capable of understanding the teaching, capable of retaining the teaching, who is capable of assimilating the teaching, is medhas. Amedhasaha. Amedhas is the one who does not have that intelligence. A person who is not intelligent enough, sharp enough, cannot understand the value of dharma, cannot understand the importance of dharma. Therefore, he will not know how to use the money without disrupting dharma, without going against dharma. Therefore, amedhasaha, for an unintelligent person, who does not know the value of dharma, for him, shrihi anarthaya eva, wealth is only for disaster. Anarthaya means what? Meaningless. The wealth for an unintelligent person who does not know the value of dharma will be meaningless. The possession, okay, wealth will be meaningless means what? As I told you already, my money minus culture will lead to disaster. Puja Swamiji's words. Therefore, very important that one is sharp enough, intellectually sharp enough to use the money for constructive, productive, contributive welfare of oneself and the welfare of the society. He will not use it for destructive purposes. Now all the wars happening are all what? People are using, all rich countries are using money for destructive purposes. Because the lack of medha shakti, that's what we should say. கிம் விசிஷ்டாம், கிம் விசிஷ்டாம், கிம் விசிஷ்டாம் ஸ்ரீயம் ஆவஹா. சோ வாட் இஸ் வாட் ஷுட் பி வாட் இஸ் தி ஸ்பெசிஃபிக் what is special about the wealth that is brought, that comes to me? What is special about the wealth? What type of wealth? Kim Visishta. Visishta means specific. Specific. What is specific about this wealth? Lomasham. Lomasham is equal to Ajavyadi Yuktam. You have to break it. Ajavi. Aja plus avi plus adi. Ajavyadi aja. Ajaha, the word ajaha means Brahma, you know that. Ajaha means goat. Avihi means, avi means sheep, the lomasha. Lomasha means an animal having woolly skin is avi, sheep. Ajaha, ajaha, goats. Avi, avi means sheep. Ajavyadi yuktam. So kim visishtam, what is specific about the wealth here? May the wealth come to me along with, yuktam means along with, cat, animals having the woolly skin, anyehi cha, and also with other animals, anyehi cha pashubihi yuktam, and also with other animals, anyehi cha pashubihi yuktam shriyam avaha. O Lord, may you bring, may the wealth which comes to me bring animals with the woolly skin along with other animals. Avaha, bring iti adhikaratu. Adhikaratu means what? From the context. Adhikaratu, exactly where the prayer is happening after having done the glorification of Omkaraha. Already after praying to Bhagavan in the form of Omkara, invoking Bhagavan in the Omkara, having prayed for Medha Shakti, here also it is to be understood, this prayer is also of to, prayer is done to Bhagavan in the form of Omkaraha. Therefore, Avaha iti, may you bring iti, Omkaraha eva, Abhisambodhyate, Bhagavan in the form of Omkara, Parameshwara in the form of Omkara alone is addressed. Sambodhyate, Sambodhanam, addressing. Sambodhayati, addresses. Bodhayati, simply teaches. But Sambodhayati, addresses. Sambodhanam, addressing. Sambodhyate is addressed. Who is addressed here? Avaha. Avaha. May you bring. May you bring. Who is addressed like that? May you bring. Who do you address? Who is addressed it to? Omkarahayeva abhisambodhyate. Abhi is another prefix. Abhisambodhyate. Omkaraha alone intensely addressed. Omkaraha alone, Bhagavan, Omkaraha alone, his address means Bhagavan invoked in the Omkara, in the form of Omkara is addressed to, prayed to. May you bring iti thus. Okay. Swaha karaha homartha mantra antajnapanartha. Now swaha, swaha, that word swaha comes. What is swaha for? Swaha has no specific meaning. Hail to thee. Swaha means I offer myself. This is a word simply uttered when oblations are offered into the fire. ஹே அக்னே ஸ்வாஹா, வாயவே ஸ்வாஹா. சோ ஸ்வாஹா இஸ் அ மந்த்ஸ் அன் அட்ரன்ஸ் யூஸ்ட் வென் தி ஆப்லேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் ஆஃபர்ட் இன் டு தி ஃபயர். பட் ஹியர் ஆஃப் ஸ்வாஹா இஸ் யூஸ் செட். சோ வாட் இஸ் ஸ்வாஹா காரஹா? வாட் இஸ் திஸ் வேர்ட் ஸ்வாஹா ஃபார்? இட் இஸ் செட் ஹோமார்த்த மந்த், ஹோமார்த்த மந்திர அந்த ஜ்ஞாபனார்த்தா. The word swaha here conveys two factors, two things. That is homartha mantra, mantra jnapanartha, homartha mantra jnapanartha. Jnapanartha, it is meant for reminding. Jnapanam jnapayati, remains. Jnapanam reminding. Jnapanartha means what? For reminding. So swaha karaha, the word swaha is meant for reminding. This mantra reminding that the mantra is for homa. Homartha mantra jnapanartha, this mantra is meant for homa. It is reminded by ha, swaha kara. So the word swaha is meant for reminding that this mantra is meant for homa. And the word swahakara is also meant for reminding that this is the end of the mantra, has come to an end. Anta jnapanartha. So homa mantra jnapanartha, அந்தஜாபனார்த்தா ஸ்வாஹாகார. ஸ்வாஹாகார இஸ் மென்ட் ஃபார் ரிமைண்டிங் தட் திஸ் மந்த்ரா இஸ் மென்ட் ஃபார் ஹோமா. இட்ஸ் மென்ட் ஃபார் ரிமைண்டிங் தட் தி மந்த்ரா கம்ஸ் டு அன் எண்ட். மந்த்ரா ஹேஸ் எண்டட், இஸ் தி எண்ட் ஆஃப் தி மந்த்ரா. அந்தஜாபனார்த்தா ஃபினிஷ்ட். சிம்பிள் ஈஸி மந்த்ர, கரெக்ட். Very, very kindergarten lessons. Now, so we are going to have another part of the same Anuvaka. In this following part, in the whole fourth section, we have three parts. In the first part, Omkaraha, Bhagavan is addressing him of Omkara. We saw the glorification of Omkara, where we prayed for Medha Shakti. The second part of the mantra is meant for homa and where we prayed for wealth. Now, because wealth is also very, very important, without wealth, as a brahmachari, as a grihastha, one cannot involve himself in panchamaha yajnas. Okay, especially even to live a life of karma yoga, to perform rituals, and we need money. Therefore, we seek Bhagavan's grace for abundance of prosperity to be able to live a life of contribution. Okay. Now here, even as a student, one has to seek Bhagavan's grace to pay one's, to be able to pay one's Rishi Runam. We are very much indebted to Rishis, because they have given us this knowledge. Once we get this knowledge, it's also important for us to share this teaching with others. Only by sharing what you have learned from your teacher, you are paying back your debts to Rishis. Because we don't give anything to Rishis, because they are not here to receive. How can we pay our debts back to Rishis? Rishi Ronam. Only by sharing the knowledge with others. If I have to share this knowledge, if I have to share, means I must get good students also. So here there's a prayer to Bhagavan in the form of Omkara, where we seek the grace of Bhagavan to be blessed with students in the future. Even as a student, If I have to become a teacher, I must have thorough understanding and clarity. I must be able to have students also. Let us see the mantra first. So the prayer for students. Why should one pray for students? In future, I must get very good students who come to me so that I can pay my debts back to rishis. At the same time, I also contribute for the perpetuation of this teaching, dharma. I contribute for the sustenance of this lineage of teachers. So I contribute for preserving this Vedic tradition and Vedic wisdom. Amayantu brahmacharinaswaha. Amayantu brahmacharinaswaha. Vimayantu brahmacharinaswaha. Very simple meaning, simple words, so easy today's class. Amayantu brahmacharinaswaha. Vimayantu brahmacharinaswaha. Pramayantu brahmacharinaswaha. Damayantu brahmacharinaswaha. Shamayantu brahmacharinaswaha. Yasho janesa niswaha. Shreyan vashyaso sa niswaha. Tam tva bhaga pravisha niswaha. Tam tva bhaga pravisha niswaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Sama bhaga pravisha swaha. Tasmin sahasra shakhe nibhagaham twayim ruje swaha. Nibhagaham twayim ruje swaha. Yathapav pravatayanti yathamasa aharjaram. Yathamasa aharjaram. The jar swaram is missing. Evam maam brahmacharinaha. Dhatarayantu sarvataswaha. Evam maam brahmacharinaha. Dhatarayantu sarvataswaha. Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. Got it? Okay, very simple, you'll get it easily. So here, amayantu, vimayantu, pramayantu, damayantu, shamayantu. Here, one verb is common, is ayantu. See, ayati, yati, yanti. Imperative verb is what? Yantu. A is the prefix. Ayantu means agachantu. Who should come? Brahmacharinaha agachantu. Brahmacharinaha ayantu. To whom? Towards whom? Maam. Ma ayantu means what? Ma ayantu means may not come. Let them not come. No, here ma is not a negative particle. See, ma gaccha means what? Don't go. Ma gacchatu, let him not go. But here, ma is not negative particle. It's mom. Ma is equal to mom. Mom ayantu. Brahmacharanaha mom ayantu. May brahmacharis means what? Students. May students come to me. Then swaha means what? Having say, amayantu brahmacharina swaha. Saying this, that's a homa mantra. Offer oblation. Okay. Now vimayantu. Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha. Brahmacharinaha vimayantu. Brahmacharinaha vimayantu. No, pramayantu. So vimayantu brahmacharinaha ayantu. May brahmacharis come to me. But kirdrushaha brahmacharinaha. We itself vimayantu. There may brahmacharis who come to me be students of different interests. Different interests means what? People interest in the karma, ritual, different interests in practicing meditation, people interests in practicing in shavanam, manam, nidhyasanam. So all these. People interest in contributing to society's well-being. People interest in performing rituals specifically for the welfare of the society. That is the meaning. So V stands for students of varieties of and varied interests. Students who are interested in varieties of things, contributive things. So Vimayantu means may students of good caliber come to me. That is the meaning. Then pramayantu brahmacharina swaha. So ayantu itself means what? May students come to me, not simple students. Pramayantu, the prefix pra. The pra, we are going to see the meaning. Pra stands for people who are craving for intelligence. Okay. Intelligence, one meaning. Another meaning is what? May students who come to me be intellectually sharp. Pramayantu. May intellectually sharp students come to me. So students who come to me should not be dull. Okay. Already the teacher prays. Is a prayer indirectly for this welfare of students also. For the sake of this teacher's prayer, the students will become intelligent. Unintelligent have to become intelligent to come to him. Therefore, may intelligent students come to me. May students having varied interests come to me. Okay. Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha. Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha. See, ayantu, same. That one letter sha stands for the discipline of shamaha. So may the students who have shamaha, who have the discipline of shamaha, who have mastery over their ways of thinking, who have mastery over their thoughts, mastery over their minds, come to me. They not already made the students who come to me have shamaha. Means may all that made those students already have sadhana chatushtaya sampattihi. That is the meaning. Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha. So here, damayantu brahmacharina swaha. Damayantu comes. So damaha, again, damayantu. தமாயந்து, ஷம ஆயந்து. ஷம ஆயந்து, தம ஆயந்து மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஹூ ஹாவ் மாஸ்டரி ஓவர் தேர் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ், ஹூ ஆல்ரெடி ஹாவ் தி டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் தமஹா, ஹூ நீட் நாட் வெட் டு பிகம், ஹூ வெட் டு பிராக்டிஸ் தமஹா, வில் பி தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். பட் ஹீ இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி ப்ரேயிங் ஃபார், ப்ரேயிங் டு தி லார்ட் டு பிளஸ் ஹிம் வித் தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஹூ ஆல்ரெடி ஹாவ் ஷமஹா அண்ட் தமஹா, ஹூ ஆல்ரெடி ஹாவ் மாஸ்டரி ஓவர் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ். ஓகே, தென் யசோ ஜனே சானி ஸ்வாஹா. ஜனே, ஜனே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அமங் பீப்புள், அமிட்ஸ்ட் பீப்புள். யசா அசானி, அசானி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அசானி, மே ஐ பி அசானி, மே ஐ பி, மே பி கம். யசா அசானி மீன்ஸ் மே ஐ ஹாவ் ஃபேம் அமிட்ஸ்ட் பீப்புள், அமங் தி பீப்புள். மே ஐ, மே ஐ ஹாவ் ஃபேம் அமங் பீப்புள் ஆஸ் அ டீச்சர். மே ஐ ஹாவ் ஃபேம், மே ஐ பிகம் த ஒன் ஹேவிங் ஃபேம் ஆஸ் அ டீச்சர் அமங் பீப்புள். So may I be renowned teacher. Yashaha jane yashaha asani. Shreyan vasyasaha asani. Asani shreyan. சோ யசா அசானி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? யசஸ்வி பவேயம், தட் இஸ் தி மீ, மே பிகம் ஃபேமஸ் ஆஸ் அ டீச்சர். ஓகே, ஹியர் ஸ்ரேயான் அசானி. ஸ்ரேயான் மீன்ஸ் கிரேட், ஸ்ரேஷ்ட, ஸ்ரேய, ஸ்ரேயான், ஸ்ரேஷ்ட. லைக் தட் ஸ்ரேயான் மீன்ஸ் மே ஐ பி தி கிரேட் அமங் vasyasaha, vasyas, here vasyasaha means of all the rich people, of all the rich people also, may I become great, may I become greater of all the rich people, means what? May I be rich by having knowledge, wisdom. May become greater of all rich people. Bhaga. So here, Tam Tva Bhaga Pravishani Swaha. Now, Tam Tva Bhaga. Hey Bhaga. Hey Bhaga is equal to Hey Bhagavan. Bhaga stands for Bhagavan. Hey Bhaga means Hey Bhagavan. Tam Tvam Pravishani. O Lord, may I enter into you, the Lord. Tam Tvam. Tva is equal to Tvam. Hey Bhaga, Tam Tva Pravishani. Pravishani. Let me enter into you. Let me enter into you means what? Let me discover myself being non-separate from you. Let me be blessed with the vision of myself being one with you. Let me enter into you. Hey Bhaga, Sama Bhaga Pravishaswaha. சமாபக பிரவிஷஸ்வாஹ. So hey Bhaga, may that Lord, you enter into me. மாம் ஹே பக சஹ த்வம் மா பிரவி, மா பிரவிஷ, மாம் பிரவிஷ. Mom, Pravisha means may you enter into me. let me enter into you. May you enter into me. Tasmin sahasrashakhe nibhagaham twayim raje swaha. Here we have to take that need with the mrije. Take the first letter ni. Nibhagaham, that ni should go with the mrije. Nimrije. Nimrije is the verb. Then if you take nimu, if you remove the ni, there's only bhaga. He bhaga. Aham twai nimrije. He bhaga. Aham twai nimrije. O Lord, let me nimrije. Let me resolve into you. Into what? Tasmin sahasra shakhe. Bhagavan is said to be sahasra shakha. Sahasraha shakha yasya. Sahasra shakha. Sahasra shakha means thousand branched. Tasmin sahasra shakhe. O Lord, in you who are of thousand branches. Or in you, the thousand branched you. Thousand branched you means what? You who are of countless number of forms. In you who are of countless number of forms, thousand forms, thousand is upalakshanam for countlessness. He bhaga, tasmin sahasra shake, in that, in you, in that who are of thousand forms, you who are of countless forms, hey bhaga, aham twai nimrije. Aham twai nimrije. Nimrije, may I resolve in you, thereby may I become, may I purify, may become pure. May I become pure. May I purify myself by resolving myself into you. Into you who are of thousand forms, countless forms. Nibhagaham twayim ruje swaha. Yatha pavpravatayanti yatha masa aharjaram evam maam brahmacharinah dhatarayantu sarvataswaha. Have it the whole sentence to get the complete meaning. Yatha pavpravatayanti yatha masa aharjaram evam maam brahmacharinah dhatarayantu sarvataswaha. He dhataha, dhata rikarantaha pullingaha dhatru shabdaha. Prathamay bhakto in sambodhana prathamayam dhataha iti rupam. In vocative case dhataha. Nominative case dhata. Dhata means yaha vidadhati saha dhata. One who ordains the results of actions. One who ordains, one who controls everything is dhata. Ordainer of everything. So here dhata means O Lord. O Lord. Brahmacharina evam in this manner. In this, in which manner? In the manner requested above. Brahmacharinaha maam ayantu. Sarvataha. Sarvataha means from everywhere. From all sides. Sarvataha. Taha tapratyan. You remember the tassel? Sarvataha, grihataha, akashataha. You learned that. Sarvataha. From everywhere, from all sides, may brahmacharis கம் டு மீ ஓ லார்ட் ஹே தாத்தஹா மாம் சர்வதஹா ஏவம் பிரம்மச்சாரணஹா ஆயந்து. கதம் ஆயந்து? யதா ஆபஹா பிரவதா யந்தி. யதா ஜஸ்ட் அஸ், ஆபஹா வாட்டர்ஸ், யந்தி ஃப்ளோ, பிரவதா பிரவதாயந்தி பிரவதாயந்தி ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் வாட்டர்ஸ் ஃப்ளோ டவுன்வர்ட்ஸ் வெரி ஃபாஸ்ட். அந்த வாட்டர் ஃப்ளோ வாட்டர்ஸ் ஃப்ளோ டவுன்வர்ட்ஸ் இட் இஸ் வெரி ஃபாஸ்ட். And the water is pump has to go up. It will take very long. You need a pressure pump. You need a compressor pump. You need some pump to pump the water up. Without, you don't need any pump. Water has to flow down means it will go very fast, effortlessly, easily. So, yatha apaha pravatayanti, just as waters flow downwards quickly and fast, effortlessly, Let brahmacharis come to me from all sides. Yatha masaha aharjaram. Aharjaram. Just as months roll towards the year. To become the year. January comes, January goes. February comes, February goes. March comes, March goes. Months keep rolling. Isn't it? So, yatha மாசாக அகர்ஜரம் யதா மாசாக அகர்ஜ. டூ எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் ஆர் கிவன் லைக் வாட்டர் ஃப்ளோ அண்ட் மந்த்ஸ் ரோட் ஹவு டைம் குவிக்லி பாசஸ். யதா மாசாக அகர்ஜரம் யந்தி யதா ஆபஹ பிரபதாயந்தி ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் வாட்டர் ஃப்ளோ டவுன்வர்ட்ஸ் Just as months roll towards the year, let students come to me from all sides in this manner. Students of as I requested above. Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva prativeshaha asi tvam prativeshaha asi. Prativeshaha means actually sometimes can say prativeshaha neighbor also, but here prativeshaha asi means You are the only abode of relaxation. You are the only abode of peace and relaxation. You are the only abode of rest. Tvam prativeshaha asi. Therefore, padyasva. Therefore what? Ma prapadyasva. Take the pra with the padyasva. Okay. Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva. Now bhahi. Prativeshahasi. You are the only ultimate abode of relaxation and rest. Prabhahi. See, that pramabhahi. There, take the word pra and connect, combine it with bhahi. Bhahi itself is meaningful. Still, pra is the prefix. Prabhahi. Ma prabhahi. Ma prabhahi. Means what? Prabhahi means may you reveal your swarupam to me. May you come to light to me. May you come to light to me. May you reveal your swarupam to me. May you shine for me. Prabhahi. May you shine for me. Means what? May you reveal your swarupam to me. Then, prama prabhahi, ma prabhahi. Then, pra ma padyas, prama padyasva, ma prapadyasva. Prapadyasa means what? May you reach me. Okay, may you reach me means what? May you just come to me. Bhagavan revealing his swarupam to us is Bhagavan entering into us, coming to us. Bhagavan cannot newly enter. Entry, praveshaha is never possible because Bhagavan is already all pervasive. He is already there. Therefore, Bhagavan revealing his swarupam to us is Bhagavan entering into us as though, Bhagavan reaching us as though, coming to us as though. Ma prapadyasva, may you reach me, may you come to me, may you enter into me. That's the meaning. This is the meaning. So, an important point to be noted here is, this person, the who is praying for Medha Shakti, alone is praying for, again, wealth also. The person who is praying for wealth is not merely interested only in material wealth. He is actually interested in spiritual wealth in terms of jnanam and moksha. He is a prayer of a spiritual person. That is why he is finally seeking Bhagavan's grace to have the vision of Bhagavan, where he himself conveys this in his prayer. O Lord, may you enter into me, may you enter into you, may I resolve myself and thereby purify myself in you, and may you reveal your swarupam to me. These are all the prayers which convey that here the person who is aspiring for Medha Shakti and aspiring for wealth is actually ultimately aspiring for Jnanam also. Okay, this is the literal meaning of the mantra. We have to see the Bhashyam. Let me read only one sentence and stop soon for today's class. In the Bhashyam, we see Ayantu. See, Ayantu means come. Ayantu maam iti vyavahitena sambandha. Maam ayantu iti vyavahitena sambandha. Vyavahitena means here and some words are away and you are bringing them together. The words which are away from each other, which are distant, and they have to be connected to get the complete meaning. Vyavahitena sambandha. Distantly, the words are distantly connected. The connection is between the distant words. That is the meaning. Okay. So, we have to make appropriate efforts for accomplishing any end. But we also need Bhagavan's grace. Without grace, our own efforts will be incomplete in achieving anything. So here, the student seeks Bhagavan's grace for everything he needs. For Medha Shakti, he seeks Bhagavan's grace. For wealth, in different forms, he seeks Bhagavan's grace. Even for vision, he seeks Bhagavan's grace. Even for him to have mental purification, mental steadiness, mental preparedness required for the attainment of jnanam, he seeks Bhagavan's grace. So in order to pay back his debts, Rishi Runam, in order to have more students to contribute for the perpetuation of dharma, preservation of the teaching, even to have students in the future, he seeks Bhagavan's grace. He prays to Bhagavan. So here, so seeking Bhagavan's grace is, it's Bhagavan's grace itself makes the student feel, I mean, that his ahankara is resolved to some extent. When you start praying, already ahankara starts becoming thin. This is what Pujya Swamiji used to say. When you start praying, already the bloated ahankara begins to become thin. Pujya Swamiji's own words, that is. Okay. Brahmacharinaha vimayantu pramayantu damayantu shamayantu ityadi. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. Okay.
Swamiji, what did you say adhikarat means?
See, adhikarat means here, kaha sambodhyate, let me tell you. Sambodhyate, who is addressed to here? Specifically, it is not mentioned. Now, when the mantra is chanted, the mantra simply, it is begin like that, isn't it? You see the second mantra. Avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagam simamagavascha annapanecha sarvada tato meshyamavaha lomasham pashabhissah swaha tato meshyamavaha. Only once it is said, tato tataha meshyam avaha. Thereafter may you bring wealth. Avaha means may you bring, isn't it? So, may you bring means who that you refers to whom? Who is addressed here? That is not mentioned here in the mantra. So, how do you know it's Omkaraha? Adhikarate. Adhikara, adhikaraha literally means right. Adhikaraha means choice. But here, adhikaraha means context. The prayer is presented in the context of where Omkara is already mentioned as an altar for Bhagavan. Adhikarate Omkaraha eva sambodhyate abhisambodhyate. Is it clear? Simply may you bring means definitely the prayer is to Bhagavan, whose address is Bhagavan only. And Bhagavan is addressed in the form of Omkara. Therefore, Omkara is Abhisambodhyate. Omkara eva Abhisambodhyate. Sambodhayati. Abhisambodhayati. Abhisambodhyate. Passive voice verb. Okay. Clear?
Yeah, that's good. There's another one. So, yeah. I missed on page 141, second line of the Bhashya, it says, Tatkarmatvat, Tanotehe, Tatkarmatvat.
Okay. See, Tanotehe, the verb Tanoti itself is taken here as a Ikaranta Shabda. It actually, verb is not declinable. Understand? Gachati cannot be declined. But in the context of the verb tanoti, you want to say. Then tanotehe. Okay, like it is tanoti verb is taken as an ikaranta shabda. It is not a declinable word. But to make us understand, of the verb tanoti derived from the root tan. Okay. That is the meaning. What is the meaning here? that word, that verb denotes the act of spreading, act of expanding. Got it? See, so that's Ubhayapadi Dhatu. Tanute Tanoti. Is it Tanvanaha? Isn't it? Tanvana comes. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.